Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we'll wind up this message I've been sharing out of Psalm 116. What shall I render unto the Lord? He asks a very pertinent, very powerful question, because we all can relate to difficult times, going through the valley of sorrow or weeping, the valley of Baca. And He's able to rejoice. While we don't have the specifics, we know that God has done great things for Him, and He has done great things for us. And the purpose of this was just to encourage the hearts of those who are going through some difficult times to restore hope and trust and faith in Jesus, that I don't care how you feel, God is bringing you through. And the psalmist was rejoicing because God heard his prayer, and he was so grateful to the Lord. He's asking, what can I do? What can I render unto Him? Well, I've shared five things, and I won't take the time to go through them, but today we will look at the last two, six and seven, the things, specific things he mentions in the psalm, and that is receiving from God. And sometimes that's very hard for some of us to do. I will take from Him. That's verse 13. Listen to what he says. I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. We actually give honor to God by taking more from Him. That's what I was sharing, was it yesterday, just in challenging you to pray, to make your requests bigger. Don't let the, you know, apparent defeats and discouragement and things that you've not seen fulfilled yet turn you away from asking ever more largely. He wants to give much more than we are willing to even ask. And we can show Him how much we appreciate His grace by drinking deeply of the cup of salvation. What's that cup of salvation? It's not just eternal salvation, the salvation of our souls, but it's the cup of His peace, the shalom, everything that pertains to life and godliness, goodness and blessing and prosperity, joy. Taking, beloved, if we're going to take the cup of salvation, it implies drinking. If somebody gives you something to drink, you're not just going to stand there with your arm extended looking at the cup. You're going to drink it. At least that's what we should do. And so this verse speaks to you and I, beloved, of receiving Christ, not only his precious salvation, that we can come from death to life spiritually, but we can find pardon, we can find peace, salvation in every aspect of our lives. That's the contents of this cup. I will take depicts acceptance, actually receiving from God, the giver of every good gift, the perfect gift, our free gift of salvation. And it infers understanding as well as appreciation. And so taking is an expression of gratitude. I mean, when someone reaches to give you something, a cup of water, you when you're reaching out, you're expressing gratitude because you're able to receive it. And why is that so important, beloved? Because before you can give out, you have to receive. And I know it might be hard for some of you, but before our work for Him, we have to know in whom we trust. So what shall I render unto the Lord? Let's make it personal. What can we possibly do to show our gratitude? What would be an adequate response to God's great deliverance? Hear me, beloved, to take all He has provided, to reach out eagerly with both hands and take that precious cup of salvation. Hallelujah. And in doing that, regardless of what God has before us, whatever we are called to do, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Remember, when we think of the cup, don't you tend to think of communion, the Passover cup that is referenced in Matthew, the 26th chapter, verse 27. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it. Why? For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. In other words, it was that cup of salvation. It was representative of his shed blood, which secured our salvation, but it's also representative of all the many blessings he's given to us. I bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name, who forgiveth all of thine iniquities, who forgiveth all of thy sins. Doesn't he do that? Whose stripes we were already healed. He satisfies our mouth with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagle. Everything that pertains to life and godliness, he has covered. And so it's also not just literal salvation, that the blood of Christ, if you will, the cup of the communion cup, but it's in a figurative sense, it's a cup of a portion or a lot, such as expressed in Psalm 16 and 5. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Hear that? Thou maintainest my lot, my portion. You're watching over it. Amplified says, the Lord is my chosen and assigned portion. He's my cup, my cup. You hold and maintain my lot. The Living Bible says, of translation of that verse 16 and 5, says, the Lord himself is my inheritance, my prize. He is my food and drink, my highest joy. He guards all that is mine. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so that's what we can do. We have to take from him. That's so important. We have to receive from him. And then finally, point number 7, what's the final thing we can do? We will offer to him. And let me share verses 17 through 19. Again, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. So often too, we make vows. Oh God, if you'll only do this, I promise this. Well, I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of thee, O Jerusalem, praise ye the Lord. So these three verses I just read to you speak of thanksgiving. That's verse 17, the performance of our vows, our promises to the Lord. That's verse 18, and attendance upon the sanctuary, verse 19, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, but going into the presence of the Lord in the midst of the congregation and singing praise. He says, I will offer unto thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And beloved, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, say, thank you, Jesus. That may not seem a very costly gift in our eyes. It's very precious when we're hurting, and by faith, we're saying, Lord, I know you're going to deliver me. You're going to take me through this. But it's very precious. It's very pleasing to God. Hebrews 13, verses 15 and 16 declare, by him, by Jesus, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of God, of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And so often, sometimes you say, well, I can praise God in my heart. No, praise by the very word is verbal. It has to come out of our mouths. Now, you can worship God. You can adore him in your heart. But praise is vocal. It's verbal. And then to go on with the rest of that verse, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. And of course, that's references to testimony, to speaking for him. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. So right now, in fact, let's stop. Father, in Jesus' name, we just worship you. We offer to you the sacrifice of praise, that most precious thing. Lord, when we don't feel like praising you, when we don't feel like singing, when we don't feel like rejoicing, nonetheless, Lord, we lift up holy hands in your name. Let the lifting up our hands be even as the evening sacrifice. So Father, we worship you. And Father, in intercessory thanksgiving, if you will, Lord, I offer praise for hearing prayer. I offer you praise, Lord, for lifting burdens. I offer praise, Lord, for everyone who's worshiping you now, that they will feel the anointing of God that will destroy every yoke in Jesus' wonderful name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The prophet Hosea in chapter 14, verse 2 says, "Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity." Only Jesus can do that. Amen. "Take away all iniquity and receive us graciously." Full colon. If you'll do that, Lord, this is the rest of the verse, verse 2, "so will we render the calves of our lips." In other words, they offered, in terms of the Old Testament sacrifice, they offered lambs and sheep and goats. Instead of offering a living animal, because Jesus has come, amen, we will offer the sacrifice, not a sacrifice of an animal, because Jesus has done it all. He's paid the price. There is no further sacrifice for sin except that of Jesus. Receive the praise of our lips. Let our vows of devotion, beloved, and service be made to God and duly paid in the presence of his people. Hallelujah. Well, I was going to read Isaiah 62, 1 through 7. I don't know, but listen to this. "Thou shalt be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married." And what does it say? Verse 7, "Give him no rest till he establish, till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth." And so, beloved, I encourage and exhort you to prayer. I encourage you in terms of all the things the psalmist told us in this beautiful psalm. And most of all, know that he will turn whatever mourning you're experiencing, he's going to turn it into joy. He'll turn your mourning into dancing because you have trusted in him. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing and a joy to minister to you this week. I pray the Holy Spirit will take the words that have been spoken and make them so real and applicable and effective and effectual in your life. I love you, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.